such an easy thing for you to do. Your hand is moving right now. You are still showing up at the tomb of every Lazarus. My God, calling me out. And right now, I know you're able. And my God, come through again. You can do all things. You can do all things but fail. 'Cause you never lost a battle. No, you never lost a battle. And I know you never win. Everything's possible by the power of the Holy Ghost. A new wind is blowing right now. Storm, take it over like it's Jericho. My walls are all crashing down, but right now I know you're able. My God, come through again. Yeah, you can do all things. You can do all. Because you never lost a battle. No, you never lost a battle. And I know you never win. You can do all things. You can do all things but fail. Because you never lost a battle. No, you never lost a battle. You never lost a battle. Oh, you never will. You never lost a battle. Never lost a battle. You never lost a battle.
Never lost a battle.
Oh, you never will.
You never will.
You've always been good.
Never lost a battle.
You've always seen me through.
Never lost a battle.
You've always been there. Lord, you're strong.
The word said he's still showing up at every tomb of a Lazarus. Let me tell you, you can have a resurrection in your life because Jesus is the resurrection and the life. You see, the resurrection is not just something that Jesus did. It's not just an event. But Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Whatever you need in your life today, whatever you need you've got, I want to tell you that Jesus is more than able. And he never loses. He's never lost a battle. And he never will. Amen. I thank God. Nothing is impossible with him. Right now, we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. And I know if we can believe and put our trust in God, that God hears our prayers and he will answer our prayers. And so right now, if you've got a spoken request, why don't you share that with your family right now? I know that at this time, there are many needs amongst our families here in our church family in Canberra. But I'm also aware that there are many needs of our families overseas. Many of our congregation have family, uncles, aunties, parents still living overseas. And some of them, their towns and the villages and cities have been very badly affected by this COVID-19. And we need to reach out in prayer for them. And so I know many families are going to be praying for their family that are overseas. But let's just join together right now. Spoken request. If you've got an unspoken request, you can just signify that by raising your hand. We're going to come before the Lord in prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that nothing is impossible with you. We thank you, Lord God, that we can boldly approach your throne today, knowing, oh God, that your ears are open, that you're not deaf to our prayers and your arm is not short to work on our behalf, oh God. So, Lord, we come before you in faith. We come with our petitions and our supplications. We come with thanksgiving, Lord, thanking you that you're going to do it before we even see it, Lord. We're thanking you now. Thank you, Lord God, that we can put our trust in you. For every spoken, for every unspoken request, our trust is in you, God. We know that you never fail. You've never failed me yet. You're never going to fail us, oh God. Our trust is in you. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Has God been good to you? Why don't you quickly tell those that are in the room with you right now, tell them, God's been good to me. If you've got a testimony, tell them. Come on, mom and dad, tell them what God has done for you and how God has blessed you. Why don't you tell them right now? Amen. I thank God for his goodness. Amen. Yeah, we should always have that attitude of gratitude. I believe that thanksgiving makes the difference. You know, when we've got the blessings of God in our life, it's one thing, but really, they become something magnificent when we add thanksgiving to it. It's one thing to have the blessings, but it's another thing to have the blesser, the God who gives us the blessings. And so show gratitude to him. Speaking of gratitude, we come into our time of giving right now. And really, giving is a recognition that God owns everything in the first place. Everything, he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He owns everything. Everything we have, first and foremost, belongs to God. And so in our giving, and they're going to put the details on the screen, the giving of our tithes is giving back that 10% that already belongs to God. The Bible says in Malachi, bring all the tithe into the storehouse. So as our church family are here tonight, I encourage you to give. The details are there, the tithe account and the offering account for our church family. But if you're joining us from another church tonight, I encourage you to support your own church with your tithes and offerings. When all this is said and done, you're still going to need a pastor. You're going to still need a church building to meet. And so I encourage you to give. And if you've been blessed this week, why don't you give God an offering? Let's give something to missions. We've been able to give a lot of money to missions just in the last couple of weeks. Our church alone has been able to give over $30,000 to missions. And I praise God for that. I praise God that in this time when, you know, things could go really bad, God has blessed us for the purpose of being a blessing. And as I said this morning, we're sending 5,000 over into the remote areas of Myanmar, up into the mountains, the Chin state, and specifically into the township of Matupi, where many of our church members come from. They're experiencing tremendous difficulty, but I thank God that we're able to send a considerable amount to be able to help them at this time and to alleviate some of the strain and some of the pressure that they have. I praise God for that. But it's because of your faithful and generous giving that we're able to do that. Lord Jesus, we thank you. Thank you for our blessing, your blessing on our lives. We thank you for your blessings. Lord, the houses we are living in, staying in. Lord God, for the clothes on our back, for the food on our table. Lord, we are grateful. Lord Jesus, we're thankful, Lord God, for your protection upon our city of Canberra. We thank you, Lord, that it's been a few weeks, oh God, since we've had any cases of COVID, oh God. Thank you for keeping your hand on everybody in our church, oh God. Lord, I thank you for your blessing, oh God, that we have been blessed in this season. And Lord, that we're able to continue to be a blessing to those, not only in our city, oh God, but we've been able to reach out into nations all around the world, oh God, and to show your love and to support them. Lord God, we thank you for that wonderful privilege, oh God, to be part of the body of Christ, to be part of a global church, oh God, that we are family, oh God, of many nations, of many tongues, but we are just one blood. We've all been touched by the blood of Jesus. We're all being saved by one cross and one Savior, and we thank you for that tonight, Lord Jesus. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Everyone say amen. Well, if you've been following the news, the Canberra Times has come out and said it's likely that in the beginning of June that they're going to be able to lift the number of people gathering from 10 up to 20. Now, unfortunately, that doesn't mean very much for our Sunday gatherings yet, but it does mean something for, if it comes to pass, if they do follow up with what we're thinking they're going to do, that we're going to be able to open our small groups. Our prayer meetings are already open for up to 10, but our prayer meetings will be able to be opened up for up to 20 people. And so we look forward to that. Of course, we must not be silly. We must still take precautions with social distancing. And please don't come to the church at all if you're sick. And I just pray that as we come closer, that there is a level of expectation, because I truly believe that God really has worked in our midst. God has proven himself strong and faithful. And God gave us a word on New Year's Eve. He said, go forward. And you know what? The devil tried to bring everything against us, but I'm glad to say, we're blessed to say that the church continues to go forward. We've been baptizing people most Sundays. We've had people filled with the Holy Spirit. Nothing can stop the church. Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Are you glad to be part of the church of the living God? Amen. I know I am. Been part of this church my whole life. I wouldn't trade it for the world. There's nothing like being called a child of God. Amen. Well, I pray you've got your Bibles ready, and I pray that your hearts are ready to receive the Word of God tonight, that your hearts are soft and ready to receive the seed of God's Word. I'm going to invite Brother Aaron Bryan to come now. He's going to minister the Word. And while you're at home, why don't you preach with him as he preaches? Praise the Lord.
Amen. God bless you, brother.
Thank you, Pastor.
Praise the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. God is good.
Yes.
I thank God that he's been with us through all this time. I give God the glory and I give God the praise. I just want to give honor to my pastor for allowing me to come and minister. And I just want to thank God most of all that we can be here together. And it doesn't matter if you're in a home or wherever you are right now, you can feel the presence of God.
Amen.
You can feel the Spirit of God.
Yes.
So let's get into it tonight. Let's praise him and worship him. Let's get into his word. And tonight I had this word on my heart from God. And it's really touched me. And I know it's touched many people all over the world. And I'm going to share it with you. And I hope to give you a revelation. But I want to talk about something that we're all familiar with. And that is interruptions. Who's ever been interrupted?
Yes.
You know, has it happened in the middle of something you were saying?
Uh-huh.
I mean, have you just sat down to eat your meal and then the phone rings or there's been a knock on the door?
Uh-huh.
Has that happened? That's an interruption. And I mean, you could probably think of many more interruptions. And I have one come to mind, and it's an old commercial. And there's a couple of men caught on a life raft, being marooned, and they're drifting out in sea, and they hallucinate about having dinner. And they're dreaming of this beautiful roast meal. And all of a sudden, their raft bumped into this big ship, and the guy's woken up out of his hallucination, his dream, and he says, isn't it always the way right in the middle of dinner? And that's the way an interruption works. And I just want to talk a little bit about this tonight, about interruptions, but more importantly about interrupting God. Yes, interrupting God. It's important that we do that. And you know, the online dictionary gives us these meanings of what interruption is. It says, stop the continuous progress of an activity or process. Bring to a halt or bring to a standstill. Or break the continuity of a line or surface. And you know what happens when you experience an interruption? It stops you in the middle of what you're doing. You know, it brings you to a standstill. And, you know, however, I want to share with you a revelation tonight, as I said at the beginning. And it's in the way of this title. Have you interrupted God lately? Have you interrupted God lately? And let's take up the scriptures here. Turn with me in your Bibles and let's look at Mark chapter 5. So, yeah, Mark chapter 5, verses 25 to 34. Mark chapter 5, verses 25 to 34. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be made whole. And straight away the fountain of her blood was dried up. And she felt in her body that she was healed of the plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling and knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of the plague. What a miracle this is. What a miracle that has occurred for this woman at this time in her life. And you know what was more spectacular about it? Was how it began. Because it tells us, if we go back a few verses before this miracle, we would understand that Jesus had just returned back from the Gadarenes, where he had delivered a man of a legion of demons. And so upon coming back here, he is met with a man from the synagogue called Jairus. And Jairus, he sought Jesus because his daughter was very, very ill. In fact, she was going to die. And so Jesus had agreed to go with this man Jairus. And so he's heading on his way. But something miraculous happened along the way. And he was interrupted with a need. This woman had a need. And it couldn't be met by other people. In fact, other people only made it worse. And to top it off, she spent everything she had. Her issue of blood was a problem as well. According to the law in Leviticus chapter 15, it says that when a woman had an issue of blood, anything that she touched, came into contact with, whether it was clothing, furniture, or people, it was declared unclean, and therefore she was in isolation. You know, this is quite a predicament. She was in isolation for 12 years. We have been in isolation for 2 to 3 months. I don't think we have anything to complain about. With the technology we have in this world, we have been more connected than we ever have been. Praise God. Praise God. Don't let isolation stop you from seeking the Lord. Don't let isolation prevent you from interrupting God. You know, she was surrounded by people who regularly told her that nothing can be done to fix this problem. She was in financial ruin. She was broke. She had spent everything that she had. She got no positive inputs from anywhere or anyone. And you know something else? She had to contend with her own emotional, mental, and physical battles as well. Friends, hear me now. You might be in the middle of a crisis, but your life is in God's hands, and God is just waiting for you to interrupt him. You know, this woman would have seen Jesus passing by. She would have seen him walking with Jairus. She would have seen that this was the very moment, perhaps the only moment that she could have to touch Jesus. And you know something, she said to herself, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, if I could just touch his clothes, I know I will be made whole. One way or the other, she had to get to Jesus. She had to reach him. You know, I don't know about you, but I know when I'm feeling a little low on blood sugar, I have to have a Mars bar. I get the shakes, you know, I need a little bit of sugar. But this woman, she was a little bit low on blood. In fact, the gauge was reading very low. And so you can imagine after 12 years of blood loss, how she was feeling. But you know, you want to know something, saints? Don't stop moving forward. Don't stop progressing. Don't stop putting one foot in front of the other. Keep your faith strong in God and keep moving forward with him. And she did. I can imagine in that moment as she pushed through the crowd. The scripture says that the crowd was thronging Jesus. They were everywhere pressing in as she began to push through that crowd in her weakened state. Perhaps she got shoved to the ground. Perhaps she was trampled on. Her fingers were stood on. She got a couple of grazes on the ground as she fell to the ground. But yet she pushed forward. She kept moving forward. She didn't stop at that point. And just as she could get within a hand's reach of Jesus, with all of her strength, she lunged for the garment. She lunged for the very border of Jesus' garment, and she touched the hem of his garment. Praise God, because at that very moment, the blood dried up. There was a miracle that took place because Jesus stopped. The scripture said there in verse 30, it says, and Jesus, immediately knowing himself, that virtue had gone out from him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? You know something? Praise God. It took just a little bit of determination. And she stopped heaven in his shoes. She managed to interrupt God on the way to another miracle. You know what? You can operate in the same miraculous power. All you have to do is step out in faith. All you have to do is operate in heaven's currency, and you will see the power of God move in your life. Let your faith arise, people, as you hear the word of God. God wants you to interrupt him on the way. Praise the Lord. Jesus stopped. And even his disciples were saying, Lord, can't you see all these people? They're thronging you. They're everywhere. But Jesus wasn't going to have none of it. He said, I know somebody touched me. Somebody stopped me on the way to a miracle and got a miracle in the process. You can have the same miracle in your life. Even now, right where you are sitting, right where you are hearing the word of God, you can have a miracle. Have faith in God. Yes, she eventually put herself forward and she said, "Lord, it was me that touched you." But you know, God, he was just pleased. You know, nothing will excite God more than faith in action. In Mark chapter 10, we read of a man called blind Bartimaeus. But you know, I don't know why they call him that. Because he was healed, he became seeing Bartimaeus. And you know, Jesus and his disciples that were leaving Jericho. And on their way out of Jericho, Bartimaeus sat on the side. And he heard the commotion. He heard the disciples walking past. He heard the crowds of people. And here's another great one. He stepped out in faith. He began to cry out, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." He was desperate. He had lived his whole life blind and he wanted to see. And praise God, tonight we can live spiritually blind. But I want to come to you in the name of Jesus that you can be free through the power of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And the crowds around him begin to interfere with the process. They said, "Shut up, Bartimaeus. Leave the Lord alone." But he was determined. "I need my miracle. I need a touch from God. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And you know what it says in verse 49? Jesus stood still. Whew, that's powerful. That's powerful. Because when you operate in the realm of faith, when you operate in that spiritual currency, praise God, you will stop God in his shoes. You will move heaven to a standstill, praise God, and you will feel the power of God in your life. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Bartimaeus stopped Jesus. And Jesus said, "Bring him to me." And you know something? Bartimaeus, he was so keen to leave everything behind. He dropped off his cloak. He took it off and he left it behind him. And he came to Jesus. Jesus healed Bartimaeus. But it took faith first because he had to stop Jesus. What will you do tonight? What will you do, praise God, now that you've heard these words? Will you stop Jesus? Amen. Oh, hallelujah, you have a time tonight to turn your life around. You have a time tonight to receive a healing from God. You have a time tonight to be restored in the name of Jesus, amen. And you know, there are many other scriptures in the Bible where men stopped God, where men interrupted God. And tonight I ask you, have you interrupted God lately? Have you interrupted God lately? God's never too busy. He's never got so much on his plate that he can't hear your cries, that he can't hear your voice. His ear's not deaf that it cannot hear. His arm is not short that it cannot save. But praise God, he is able to do it. Have you got a need? Amen. That's where it begins, with a need. And you know, there was a Syrophoenician woman. And she came to Jesus. She wasn't a Jew. And she cried out after Jesus as well. And Jesus just kept on walking. And in fact, the disciples said, "Stop, go away." And she cried out the more to Jesus. And you know what happened? Jesus stopped. It was the moment that she needed. It was the moment that she had a chance to be able to interrupt God on the way to a miracle. And she got a miracle of her own. Even in the face of a rebuff, Jesus said, "We don't feed our bread to the dogs." But I tell you what, she came back with faith and she interrupted God. She said, "Yet, even the dogs eat of the crumbs that fall from the master's table." Oh, hallelujah, saints of God. We have an opportunity to reach out to God now. To feel the power of God now. To be redeemed, to be restored, to be lifted up. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus was on his way again with his disciples. And the Gospels are full of these messages. A centurion approaches Jesus. And you know what? He comes to Jesus and he said, "My servant is sick." And Jesus said, "Okay, let's go." And he said, "No, don't." He said, "I'm a man under authority, and I also have people who are under me. But I want you to know, if you just speak the word, my servant will be healed." And in that same hour, that centurion's servant was healed, praise God. That centurion had faith to interrupt God on his way. Amen. And Jesus said of this centurion, "I have not so found so great a faith. No, not in Israel." Praise God. And I can tell you tonight, let faith arise in you. Don't stop. Keep moving forward. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Are you going to interrupt God tonight? Are you going to put one foot in front of the other? Yes, I'm in the middle of a crisis in my life. But I want you to know, take this opportunity to interrupt the Lord. He's waiting for you. He wants to hear from you. Oh yes, he's waiting for you to step in and touch his garments. Amen. In the Second World War, there was a Marine commander. And he got separated from his unit with all the smoke and all the chaos going on around him. And he could hear the enemy closing in. And as he ran up a ridge, he hid himself in a cave on the ridge. And he was desperate. He prayed to God. He said, "God, deliver me somehow so that I don't fall into the hands of the enemy." And in that moment, a spider began to cast a web across the hole that he had gone through into the cave. Strand after strand, the spider began to build a web at the entrance of that cave. And that soldier within himself, he was just having a bit of a joke, and he's like, "God's got a good sense of humor. I need a brick wall, not a spider's web." But I want you to know that when the enemies came along that ridge and checked each of the caves, they took one glance at the cave that he was in, and they just moved on. And he realized at that moment that it was God's providence, that it was a miracle from the Lord. That he didn't need a brick wall, but he only needed a spider's web. And I thank God tonight that if you will step out in faith, if you will reach out your hand, if you will reach out your heart to the Lord, and in your desperation cry out to him, God will provide the spider's web for your life. God will provide the cure. God will provide the healing. God will provide the restoration. God will provide the protection in your life. Amen. You don't need a brick wall. You only need a spider's web. Have you interrupted God lately? Have you spoken to the Lord lately? Have you prayed lately? Have you read the Word of God lately? Have you listened to His voice lately? Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. You might be like the woman with the issue of blood struggling in life. You may have been wondering how this can all be fixed. You may feel that your life is just hanging on by a thread. But you know what? A thread is all you need. God doesn't ask for much more. You know, that thread can be called faith. And just like that woman, as she reached out and she touched the threads of Jesus' garment, you can reach out and touch the Lord. You can reach out and touch Him even now. You can reach out and feel the power of God upon you. Oh, even right now where you are, saints, just reach out to the Lord. Reach out to Him now. He's passing by. Reach out to His presence. Reach out to His Spirit. He's moving now amongst you. Let Him be touched by you. Interrupt God right now. He's got a miracle for you. Oh, keep reaching out and touch Him as He passes by. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, can you hear the voice of God? Can you hear it, amen, as He's passing by? Come, come, come and follow me. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. You have an opportunity tonight to turn your life around, to take a hold of the hand of God. To put your hand in His hand and walk with Him. Oh, hallelujah. If this is the first time that you've heard a message like this, if it's the first time that you're feeling a stirring within you, I can tell you that's the Holy Spirit moving on you even now. Oh, just reach out and touch Him. If you're feeling that conviction in your life because you haven't lived for God the way that you want to live, repent. Turn around. Say to God, Lord, forgive me. I'm sorry, God. Repent. And you know something? Salvation is not just for one or two people, but it's for everyone. And you can have it. Tonight, you can come and contact the pastor and get a time where you can discuss salvation, where you can be baptized in the name of Jesus. Oh, there's no greater thing that you can do than to give your life over to the Lord. When you are baptized, oh, there's a refreshing. There's a cleansing that takes place in here. And praise God, you are a candidate to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Oh, it's where God comes down upon you. He doesn't come on you. He comes in you. And you will begin to speak in the Holy Ghost in another tongue. Where God has filled you with His Spirit, amen. You can have it tonight. You can have the Holy Ghost, amen. You can speak in tongues tonight, amen. There's nothing stopping you. Praise God. Oh, my friend, are you in desperate need of a miracle in your life? Do you find yourself in a financial strait? In a difficult situation where you don't want to be. I encourage you to interrupt God now. God's got a blessing for you. Oh, He's got a miracle for you. Oh, the impossibles are possible with God. Amen. And my friend, if you've been straying from God, and you have felt a stirring in your life, And you've said, God, I wish I could feel the presence of the Lord again. I wish I could feel the Holy Spirit in my life once more. Oh, I bet I could touch the hem of your garment once again. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, just reach out to the Lord where you are right now. Just reach out and touch him. God wants to forgive. God will forgive. Oh, just reach out and touch the Lord. Amen. Oh, my friend, if you need a healing in your body, my God is able to do it. I know so much that you desire that you would be in the house of God, where the man of God could lay his hand upon you and pray. But I want to encourage you tonight that you can call upon the Lord in your homes, wherever you are, and God will heal you. God will restore you. God will give this body strength once more. Oh, hallelujah. Interrupt the Lord even now. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus. Don't stop moving forward. Don't stop crying out to God. Don't stop putting your faith in him. Maybe you need to be desperate for God. Maybe God wants you to get to the place of desperation where all you have is him. Cry out to God even now. Amen. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus, we worship you. Hallelujah, Jesus, we believe you. Oh, Lord, we are touching your garment even now, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, you are a miracle-working God. You are a God that fills with the Spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, let's keep seeking the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
Praise the Lord, church. Come on, let's just lift our hands right now. The Bible says that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Lord God, we just seek your face right now. Lord Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for speaking to us through your servant tonight. Lord God, help us, oh God, to put aside the distractions. Lord, even blind Bartimaeus, they were telling him to be quiet. But Lord Jesus, Lord, we know that you're not afraid. You're not worried with us interrupting you. So Lord, we come boldly. We come boldly into your presence right now. Why? We come boldly because when you died on the cross, the veil was torn. We come boldly into your presence because we know that you are a God of love, that you are a God of mercy. Lord, that you are a restorer. Lord, you are the resurrection and the life, oh God. We come to you right now, Lord Jesus, in the middle of our crisis, to interrupt you and to ask you to do a work in our lives. Hallelujah. God has spoken to you tonight. The onus is on you to do something about it. Normally on a Sunday night or a Sunday morning, we'd have an altar call. We'd have a chance to come and to respond at the altar. And I'm a person who believes in the power of coming to an altar because I believe something happens when we step out of our seat and we move to an altar. But of course, right now in online service, we can't do that. But the whole thing is, it's about responding and doing something when God speaks to you. And you know what that is. Maybe you need to go to your bedroom right now and you need to kneel before God and make it right with God. Maybe you need to kneel on your knees and give your heart to Jesus completely. It's been too long. God's been, it's no coincidence. Word after word after word, God's been speaking to your heart. The onus is on you to respond. What will you do with what God has spoken to you? And so tonight I leave that with you. Because when the lights go out here and when the television screen's off and the cameras are off and the music stops, it's just you and God. You're going to have to give account of what you did with what God spoke to you. That's why I pray for you, and I'm going to pray for you that God will touch you in a mighty way. God can restore. He can bring back that first love. Maybe you're backslidden. God can do anything. It's your time to respond. What will you do with the love of God tonight? What will you do with His grace extended, His mercy extended? The onus is on you. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Thank you, Brother Aaron, for sharing the word tonight. It's a beautiful presence of God in here, and our wonderful worship team. Didn't they do such a great job? Sister Divine and Sarah and Brother Akbar leading us in that song. He can do all things. He's never failed and He's never going to fail. He shows up at the tomb of every Lazarus. I thank God for that. It's been a great day in the house of God. We look forward to seeing you on Wednesday night. And until then, God bless you. Make sure you ring someone this week. Encourage them. Let them know you're thinking of them. We praise God and God bless. Amen.